Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are going to go in depth about a really exciting event that's going on in Prescott very soon. And we have on the phone with us Kimberly Braun. She is the owner of Lucille's Restaurant, which is a mainstay on the main drag of Prescott, and we're always so happy to chat with her. Kimberly, I have not spoken to you for a couple of years, but boy, the restaurant business is a tough one, isn't it?
Well, it definitely has its challenges, but we just continue to plug along and do the best that we possibly can to provide the community and the surrounding communities actually with, you know, good food and service and experience. That's the thing that we're kind of built on. It's not just one or the other, it's the whole package.
Well, and you actually can brag because you were awarded a really prestigious award not too long ago. Tell us about that.
Well, we were St. Paul Pioneer Press. We won Best Patio for 2 years in a row. And this year we took second, but they kind of changed some of the parameters on the voting, which that's fine. I'm not going to talk about that. But you could vote as many times as you wanted, and nobody knew that. But it's honestly something that I've really cherished because it takes your guests and the people who support you time to like go and vote for you and show their appreciation for what you do. And that's always been something that I really kind of cherish. So yeah, I mean, that's kind of huge because we're up against like a lot of really predominant and well-known restaurants and patios in the cities like W.A. Frost and different things like that. And, you know, that small town charm just seems to kind of come through. And like I said, what we're trying to do here, it just really works. So it makes me happy.
I bet it does. When you took over the restaurant, what was kind of the flavor of the restaurant and how have you put your own touches on it?
Well, this restaurant, which was very cherished by the local community at that time, was more sports bar, you know, neon signs and TV and sports. And there's nothing, you know, I mean, that's absolutely fantastic. But I wanted to kind of put a spin on it because, you know, I've been here for 18 years now, but like living in the cities and different things and having to go to the cities to find different cuisine and find different kind of experiences, I wanted to bring something down so people wouldn't have to always travel. And so I wanted to offer different things, you know, that you can't find all the time. Like we don't do fish fries. We do a seafood special on Fridays. And, you know, we try to make different events and things that we do here. And we took some of the TVs down that was not very popular at first, but more just, you know, talk and enjoy each other and that type of feel. So it's very family oriented and friends. And so it's very, like, I don't know, it just has that kind of small town charm to it.
Well, and what you're doing certainly must be working. Talk about the food, though, because you have really taken that up a notch.
I would call us like American fusion and like upscale casual. People see the storefront and they think that we're fancy, and we're not necessarily fancy, but we definitely put a lot of effort into making sure that the food is consistent and that we, I don't know, just kind of like be creative with it. You know, we're constantly looking for new ideas and different recipes, and the chef, Greg Schmatzer, he's just really open to any kind of ideas that I suggest to him. And so every day, it's like people are like, well, what's this special for next week? And I'm like, we have no idea. We just kind of sit down and we talk about it, and then we make things up as we go along.
But what? That's really how it goes?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not kidding. And he knocks it out of the park. So, I mean, I owe a lot to him.
I had no idea. Well, it's whatever you're doing is working. So I know the summer months, of course, are a wonderful time for restaurants in general and Prescott in general. But as we're heading into the winter months, things can kind of be a little bit slower and I would assume more of a challenge for local businesses. So you came up with some really fun ideas. Let's hear about them.
Well, we have a lot of really great talent in the area from Ellsworth and Hastings, you know, Tom Schiller and Greg and all these people around here that do the ice carvings in St. Paul. Greg has won the St. Paul Winter Carnival multiple times, as, you know, some of his friends have. We know people that do these carvings. And so I always enjoyed going to St. Paul and, you know, seeing what they created down there in Mears Park and Rice Park and all the things that they've done. And so I wanted to kind of duplicate that. And I thought that it was kind of like a missed opportunity if we couldn't, like, bring something here to just try to capitalize on that and just, you know, I don't know, bring something around that would be interesting to see, an event, you know, something that was just fun and kind of brought people out. It's like we've tried multiple things to try to, like, encourage people to enjoy the winter months, and I think that this one might actually just kind of do the trick, so we're really excited about it.
Isn't it amazing, though, that you happen to know ice sculptors?
Well, with Greg, we know multiples, but... Yeah, it is, but, you know, that's just kind of like the circles that you run in sometimes, you know? And so it's a wealth. It's a wealth of knowledge and really great people. It's a really tight-knit community, and how they've all been, like, really energetic and excited to do this is also it's pretty fantastic.
So this event is going to be when?
It is going to be January 14th, which is a Saturday. It will start at 11. It will go till 8 p.m. Multiple different things going on. We will have 5 different ice carvers on different locations throughout Broad Street and on downtown Prescott. So that's the first thing, and it'll be a live carving demonstration where they will each have their own thing going on at that time. And then we have other things going on as well, as far as like an ice skating rink and broom ball. There's going to be a tent behind Muddy Waters where there'll be beer tents and fire pits and s'mores and hot chocolate and DJs. And so we're just trying to, like, recreate something that we've seen duplicated somewhere else, but just kind of bring it a little further south.
These ice carvers, are they going to have a theme, or how's this going to work?
What they do is they're going to submit a drawing and what they want to do, and then it's approved by the Prescott Tourism Board. We set them up, and the ice has been purchased, and they have like a little tent and all the stuff that they need in order to do so. And it's very professionally done, and they will carve their thing, and when they're done at 4 o'clock, then we'll go around and judge, and then the announcement will happen here at 6 p.m. that night. And so it just kind of helps culminate all the festivities that we have throughout the day.
Are you a winter person?
Honestly, I am. Yeah, I know. It doesn't. The cold doesn't bother me. I don't know. Maybe the heat does more than the cold. So yeah, it's nice. It's good to, you know. It's got to be a year-round thing. I mean, we live here for a reason, don't we?
I'm going to plead the fifth on that. We should embrace it, and I think this is wonderful the way that you have thought about some of these opportunities for us to get out and enjoy this wonderful winter. I know that tourism does play a big piece. Have you noticed an uptick in the number of people from outside the area coming into your restaurant?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, Wisconsin, I mean, our side of the town, or our side of the river, let's just put it that way. You know, since we went through the whole COVID and everything else, and when Minnesota was shut down, you know, honestly, it brought a lot of people across the border. And so they didn't realize that we were here. And so we see constantly, like, I have people coming to the restaurant that will visit me once a year. And they're from Excelsior and Minnetonka. And it just keeps going and going because they came and they didn't realize we were here. And then they get on the Great River Road and they go down south. And so it helps also build other towns as they continue to go south, you know, down in Red Wing and Maiden Rock and continuing through. So, and they just really enjoy the charm and what we have going on.
Kimberly, tell us again about this event, and are you looking for any input? Do you need volunteers?
Absolutely. Well, nobody's ever going to say no. And we're also looking for, you know, additional, if anybody wants to participate, they can absolutely get a hold of Casey Johnson and the Chamber of Commerce, because they are the major sponsor of this as well. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we're open to adding more people and more different things, like I said, because this is the first time. So it's, you know, it's going to be done well. But we, like I said, we want to build on it, and we want to make it something that's really memorable. And it just kind of mirrors, like, what other small towns have done. And in the past, Prescott's been a little dormant, like I said, and so that was our main goal, was to make something happen here in the winter.
Have you ever tried to carve anything in ice?
Me?
Yes.
Oh, gosh, no. I've made snowmen. I don't have to. I say, Greg, this is what I'd like to see. And he goes out and he grabs a block of ice, and I pay for the ice, and he makes it happen.
So where does this ice come from?
It used to come from Ice Occasions, which is out of Ellsworth, but now it's from Shamrock. It's a different company out of the city. So it comes in and trucked in from Minneapolis. but it's still this, one of our same contacts. So we buy it from them, and they bring it in, and we just order the blocks, and they show up, and away we go.
And do you know how they make their ice, or do they harvest it from a lake or something?
No, it's not harvested. They absolutely make it because it has to be pristine. It can't have cracks and different things inside of it. So they make it themselves.
Oh, my goodness. So this event, again, is going to be on January 14th, and it's a whole day of festivities. Why don't you tell people again the big breakdown?
So January 14th starts at 11, goes until 8 p.m. The live ice carvings will start at 11, and they will conclude at 4 with a professional ice carving event. There will be other things going on as far as, like, kids and s'mores and fire pits and hot cocoa and all that good stuff. And then there'll be a tent behind Muddy Waters, upon which there'll be a DJ and beer vendors and ice luges and all kinds of good stuff. So we're still working on the final details of that. They're almost 99% sure there'll be a broomball tournament. We had the ice rink moved from up inside town down here towards the river, and so that's going to be fun. And we're just still throwing the details together, but this is going to be something. So yeah, you really want to check it out.
One thing I really do admire about Prescott businesses, and I think the same can be said about Hastings businesses, you really do a great job of working together. Do you think that's unusual?
Maybe. But I think we all understand the challenges that we have. Like, it's definitely been a support system. Like, even with the restaurants that are across the street from me, I mean, you know, it's like we all, like restaurants in general, like, we have supply issues, we have staff issues, and we beg, borrow, and we don't even have to beg. It's like, hey, do you have this? And everybody's willing to kind of lend a hand because we are so small. And so it's been, you know, it's awesome. I mean, it really is. It's like, hey, I'm out of this. Can you borrow me this? And so we all take care of each other, and that's the best part about this town.
I see that same, you know, neighborliness to businesses or with businesses in Hastings as well.
I do, too. And we're very closely associated with them as well, and that's the nice thing. You know, even though we're across the river, it's so funny. You tell people, we're in Prescott, and they're like, where is that? I'm like, oh, we're across the river from Hastings.
How do people not know where Prescott is?
Be surprised. They know where Hudson is, and they know where Hastings is. Apparently not Prescott all the time, unless it's summer and they are on a motorcycle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I know this is just one of many things you wanted to tell our listeners about. What are some other things that you're working on for the winter months?
Well, we did also establish a shuttle from Treasure Island, you know, for pickup and drop off gas prices and whatever. But also, you know, sometimes seniors can't necessarily or don't want to drive late at night. And so the shuttle picks up here at like 5:15 every single Thursday and takes you down to the island and then brings you back here at like 11 o'clock. And there's parking and you don't have to wait in your car. And there's, you know, you can come in. You don't have to buy anything. I don't want any. That's not the point. It was basically to just provide a service. So that was something else that we worked on. And we kind of want to make that blossom a little bit so that if people, hopefully in the summer, it grows. And then, you know, we can get like shuttles and different things for like concerts and whatnot. So that way people don't have to drive and can take advantage of the services that Treasure Island has to offer.
Well, that's really a wonderful benefit. How does that work? Do you need to make a reservation ahead of time or what?
Yes, there is a reservation that needs to be made ahead of time by calling the island. And I actually do have a number if you want it.
Yes, please.
It's 1-800-222-7077, and the extension is 2594.
And is there a fee for the shuttle?
Absolutely not.
What?
And that's the best part about it. It costs nothing, so you can just make your reservation, show up here. You don't have to buy anything. Just hang out. They'll call me, and then all you have to do is go out the back door and get on the shuttle, and away you go. And there's parking right behind the building between the municipal lot and my own personal parking.
And what are the days that this runs, please?
It's right now, it's just Thursday.
And then, again, it's like 5:15 to 11?
Correct.
Wow, that's awesome, Kimberly.
Yeah, I thought it was a nice little thing for the community because, like I said, sometimes people don't like to drive, you know. Obviously, with inclement weather, they're not going to show up and they'll cancel ahead of time. But if you have a reservation, they'll let you know. But, you know, why not? just a little bit about Lucille's. I mean, we're still here and we're still doing what we're going to do. And every single week it's something different, whether it's the events or the food. It's the same solid staff that we've always had. And we're just happy. And we're doing a good job. And so we're, you know, pleased, and we really appreciate everybody's support. And the outpouring from the several communities has just been amazing. And so we're really just grateful.
How do you keep your solid staff?
A lot of them have been with me for a long time. It's funny because I was looking at some, you ever get those memories from Microsoft and like pictures from a long
yes.
time ago? Kids that have grown up with me, and then a lot of them are moving on and they're getting their, you know, their jobs after college, but there's a whole nother crop. And so you just kind of, you raise them and you take care of them. And that's what you do. And that's what I really pride myself on, because I've raised a lot of kids. So it's good. It's good. Yeah. Treat everybody well. A lot of them followed me. So I feel very, very fortunate for that.
And what is your background again? Where are they following you from?
Well, the last 8 years before I came here was at Treasure Island, so I might have stolen a few from there. But I've been all over. I've been in the restaurant business for over 30 years, and so I've worked at the Green Mill in Hastings. I opened the restaurant across the street. I've done a few things, but most notably, as of late, I was the executive at Treasure Island for food and beverage, so brought a few people with me from there. And the other ones are like my kids and my kids' friends. And so, like I said, it's very hometown.
We wish you continued success. And thank you for this wonderful event that you are coming up with. Again, Winterfest, let's plan ahead, January 14th. And if you do want to help participate in any way, if you want to maybe be a volunteer or participate as a business, or maybe you have a craft that you want to tell people about, do give the Chamber of Prescott a call. And
absolutely.
Yes, or stop in and say hello to Kimberly, who is at Lucille's. Kimberly, thank you so much. We wish you...
Oh, thank you for your time. I really appreciate this.
This is fun.
Thank you.
Well, I'm darn excited. You know what? It's winter. We need to embrace it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So it's the first, we hope, annual Winterfest in Prescott. Again, coming up on January 14th, our guest today is Kimberly Braun, the owner of Lucille's, and more to come on this as we get closer to the event. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.